去那个海边呐 啊，为什么在来这边听那个佛法的演讲哈、啊，就牺牲了？为什么？或者不去看电影啊，去朋友去玩呢、啊？为什么就牺牲了很多？就是因为我们心里面想，我们修行就是可以得到什么的嘛，所以我们就牺牲了，牺牲不去玩来修行佛法嘛，不是吗？就是这样的想法。What are we hoping to get from the practice? From following the path? What do we get? What do we hope to get? Maybe not to suffer as much? To be happier? Maybe to have a better future? Some people believe in rebirth, to have a better rebirth. Like, I do all these great deeds and volunteer and cultivate myself, and so that I don't do the bad deeds, I will be a better person later on. My life will be better. Next life will be better. Maybe enlightenment experience? To become an enlightened person? That's what we're hoping to get from the practice. Do we not? Right? 那我们修行，我们牺牲了这么多东西，这么努力修行，我们希望得到什么？或许就不要那么多痛苦吧，啊，不要受那么多苦，可能比较快乐一点哦。或许就是想到有那个比较好的未来，如果相信有来生的，就像来生会有一个更好的报生哈。因为我都是做的好事，不要做避免做不好的事情，就是希望这样子就可以有点福，重点福啊，重点福，有点多一点福报哈。或许我们想要开悟，开悟的经验是吗？希望可以开悟，或是做一个开悟的人，开了悟的人。其实是我们想求的，就是要这么修行，努力修行。These are all very good aspirations, but these ideas of doing the practice in order to get something are based on the erroneous notion that the Buddha is outside of ourselves. That the Buddha is something we become in the future. That Buddha nature is attained or developed. That Buddha nature is not already right here, right now, within us. 那这些想法呢都是很好哈，我们希望我们想要成佛，想要开悟。可是这个想法想说，就是我现在很努力修行，希望以后可以开悟，以后怎么。这个想法呢是有一些误差的，是有一些误差的。误差是什么？这个误差就是在想把佛想成是在我们的身以外的东西，那个佛是我们在未来可以成为一个佛，在是未来的事情，成佛是未来的事情。那个佛性呢，不是已经我们现在当下就已经有的在这里的佛性，而是我们慢慢来养出来的，是现在没有，慢慢修以后就有多一点。这个是一个误解， This is a misunderstanding of the teaching. The truth is that Buddha nature, whatever you call it, Buddha nature, Buddha mind, or true mind, enlightenment, whatever term you prefer to use for your taste,is right here in the present moment. It is a matter of whether we are in touch with our Buddha nature or not. Or to put it another way, if you have been coming to Guoxing Fa Shi's talks, he asks you, if you believe this is the case or not. He's asked us this question many times. 事实是的就是不一样的。那个事实我们可以讲我们的佛性，我们喜欢用什么名词都可以哈，佛性、佛心、真如、开悟、悟性什么，我们什么用什么名词都是讲一样东西。这个佛性是在这个当下就有的，就在这里。就是我们是不是有跟它相应，跟这个佛那个我们的心是不是可以跟这个佛性相应？或许有一些菩萨一直有来听国行法师讲经的话，会记得国行法师常常来问我们：这你们相不相信？你们相不相信佛性就是在这里？隐隐又有常常问我们。Now this all seems very abstract and mysterious. This Buddha nature is right here. That's quite normal to think that this really doesn't have anything to do with me because I'm still just trying to figure out how to practice and or waiting for the day when I can attain enlightenment. I'm still just doing the practice and I'm waiting for the day when enlightenment just come upon me. Bing, when it happens.But actually, it's really quite easy to be in touch with our Buddha nature. And we do so by maintaining the beginner's mind. 那很有些菩萨可能会觉得，哎，讲这些都好像很空洞，好像很遥远，跟我没有关系的事情哈。那个，我因为我现在还刚开始那个修行啊，我还不知道怎么修行，我只是修行，就是希望我如果一修行之后，那个就会开悟了。这等我在等那个开悟发生嘛，哈，在等了哈。那个我只是在修行呢。可是其实那个要跟我要让我们的心跟这个佛性相应呢。很简单的事情，怎么做？我们只是一直是保持这个出发心，这个心就可以了。So, I'd like us to try an exercise. So, if you're watching at home, I'd like you to follow along as well. There's a live stream of this talk. So,那我想啊，大家就是现在我们做一个先 exercise， 我们先练习一块练习哈。那如果在家里在看的菩萨可以一块跟着练习哈。So what I'd like you to do is to adjust your posture。那我希望大家就是身体坐直。So if you're sitting in a chair。I like you, you can go move closer to the front of your seats to make sure that your two feet lay flat on the floor so that you can maintain this erect posture. 那如果菩萨是坐在椅子里面呢，可以往前面，往椅子前面一点点。那个两只脚呢是平放在地上的。那这样子呢就可以让身体呢可以坐直。 And then we relax the shoulders, relax the arms, and we if you sit in the chair, you can put the palms on your thighs with the palms lay flat, or you can form an oval with your hand by putting your left palm over your right palmwith the thumbs lightly touching and place it right in front of your navel. 那还有就放松那个肩膀，放松那个脖子，放松那个手臂。那个手可以轻轻放在，如果坐在椅子上面可以轻轻放在那个大腿上面平放着，或是可以左手放在右手上面，那个大拇指那个轻轻的粘着，放在那个肚脐前面也可以，两个方法都可以，就放松。And we relax. You can close your eyes or place your eyes downcast so that you can relax your face. 那眼睛可以轻轻的往下看或是闭起来，可是不要太闭得太紧，那让可是面部可以放松一点。 So we first relax the top of the head. 那先放松那个头顶头盖。 And relax the forehead. Relax the forehead. 然后那个额头放松。We feel the tension melting away.那那些紧绷的肌肉慢慢的把它放松。 We feel the relaxation move to the eyeballs. 那那个放松的感觉慢慢到眼睛。 Relax the eyeballs and the eye muscles. If we have the wrinkle between our eyesWe probably are not relaxed. Just relax the eyeballs, eye muscles. No need to tighten them up. 那我们放松眼球，放松眼睛的肌肉。我们可能常常在两个眼睛眉毛中间都是皱起来的，很多那个习惯了习惯性的那个紧张哈，把它放松掉。那个眼睛的肌肉都放松它。We let the relaxation move to the facial muscle. 那再放松脸部的肌肉。The facial expression we're used to holding up to be a certain way, we can give it a break, let it go on vacation. 那平常我们脸上有怎么样的表情，现在都可以把它放松掉，让它放假。And maybe we...recognize that there are these tense parts on our face, the jaws, ear, let go of all the tension. 或是平常我们没有察觉到的常常紧绷着的地方，牙叫耳朵，那放松它。And we let the relaxation slowly move down the neck like melting butter. All the tense muscle melting, softening. 然后那个放松的感觉继续往脖子下去，平常绷得紧紧的脖子的肌肉，我们让它好像流融化一样，慢慢融化掉，越来越柔软。Let the relaxation move to the shoulder muscles, usually very tense. Let it soften up. 那个慢慢的去再放松。肩膀的肌肉，平常的绷得紧紧的，放松它。And let the relaxation move down the arms all the way to the fingertips. 让这个放松的感觉再往下走，往下流，往下流。到我们的手指头，一直放松。And then we relax the chest muscles, And let the relaxation spread to the lower abdomen. That's our lower abdomen, another place we hold a lot of tension. We relax that. 然后我们把放松的感觉放在我们的胸口的肌肉，慢慢放松。把这个放松的感觉一直散播到我们的下腹，那边也是常常都是有我们绷紧的地方，放松它。And we relax our upper back muscles, all the thigh muscles between our shoulder blades. Relax them. And let the relaxation spread down the back through all the back muscles to the lower back. 那还有我们肩膀中间的那些肌肉，把它放松它，平常都绷得紧紧的，放松它，然后把放松的感觉一直一直让它慢慢的散播到我们的下背。 And the relaxations keep spreading to our buttocks, down the thighs, all the way to our toes. 然后这个放松的感觉在一直慢慢的散播，慢慢的往下，往我们的臀部的肌肉也放松它，到我们的大腿、小腿，到我们的脚趾头，全部放松。We feel the relaxation of the entire body. 我感觉这个整个身体放松的感觉。And then we pay attention to what's going on. 那我们就是注意留心当下在发生什么事情。 There might be sensations, things that we hear, sensations we feel for our body, discomfort, touch. Maybe thoughts arising. Just pay attention, watch, observe these sensations and thoughts come and go. No need to do anything. No need to stop them. They will go away on their own. 那个心就注意现在当下在发生什么事情，是那个身体的觉知吗？是听到什么声音，还是身体在知觉坐在椅子的感觉啊，或是有什么不舒服的地方啊，或是是有一些念头在心里面浮起来，我们心就留意注意看着看着这个心有什么觉知，有什么念头，生生灭灭，我们什么都不用做， 就只是看着这个心，不用把那个念头消灭的，他们自自然然会跑掉的，会消灭的，我们什么都不用做。就这样子自自然然看着那个心，就是 keep this attention, keep this mental clarity, maintain this mental clarity, and keep the attention. Watch the mind as it change, as the thoughts and sensation arise and perish. 我们就这样子，那个心清清楚楚的，就看着，那个心是很留意、注意的，清清楚楚的看着这个心，里面什么觉知，什么念头，升起、消灭，升起。消灭，How did it go for you? 怎么样？这个fell asleep 睡着了boring 太无聊了。I see some smiling, some people smiling. It was a good experience. 我看见不少在微笑哈，是不是也是蛮享受的哈 ？Enjoyable. The Bodhisattva 是不是刚开始享受就敲了？The Bodhisattva said, when she's just beginning to really enjoy it, you ring the bell, huh? It's nice, relaxing, huh? It's very 很放松，很享受哈。Perhaps when you can really enjoy it, you really actually giving rise to your beginner's mind. 那如果你真正的可以很享受这几分钟的修行的话，这个就是初法心啊。But maybe some of you were thinking.Rebecca must not have time to prepare for her talk today. She's just making, wasting time by stalling for time by making us do sitting meditation instead of giving a lecture.
可能有些菩萨也在想，这个 Rebecca 今天可能他没有时间那个准备今天的演讲啊，所以就要让我们那个浪费时间花时间来打坐，就是拖时间嘛，他就不用那个讲这么多了哈。
Some of you might have thought, what's she doing? I did not come to a meditation class. I thought this is supposed to be a Dharma talk.
而有一些菩萨会想，我在干什么啊？那我不是来那个打坐班呢，我是来听开示，我是来听演讲的，这个是什么啊？可能有人这样想哦， maybe some of you.Gave rise to that thought. Or
some of you might have these thoughts come through your mind. Like, I can't believe she's trying to teach me how to meditate. I've done this for years. I know how to meditate. By the way, isn't she teaching the right method? Why isn't she teaching the right method of counting the breath? That's not what I was taught or practiced or read in books, what she's teaching. That's not how it's supposed to be like.
或许有一些菩萨也会有一些这样想过，有这些念头浮起来，就我们他是在教我们怎么打坐啊？有没有搞错啊？啊，我自己已经打坐很多年了，我当然知道怎么打坐了啊。还有他这个教的方法都不是我在书里面看到的，我已经学的佛法方法哈、哦，我已经学的教已经练习了很多年的方法是怎么，这个是他教的，不是我知道的。
Possible, huh? Some split second this thought arises. Perhaps while you were entertaining these thoughts in your mind, you felt a bit agitated, annoyed, maybe a bit disappointed, resentful, felt bored. In other words, you find it unsatisfactory.That things were not how they were supposed to be. That is to say, you experienced dukkha, suffering, right?
那当你们有这些想法浮起来的时候，同时间有可能也会感受到，就觉得有一些不耐烦了。或是觉得有点不高兴了，觉得那个失望啊，或是觉得很无聊啊，就是说感觉到现在在发生的事情不是很满意，就是为什么？就意思是说，觉得心里面觉得现在当下在发生的。不是我心里面认为应该发生的东西，是吗？所以就觉得不满意了。就是说，刚刚有这样子的经验的话，就是我们佛法里面所讲的苦了，觉得当下发生的不是我们心里面认为应该发生的事情。
We experience suffering because we forgot to give rise to the beginner's mind. When we can maintain the beginner's mind, then we can maintain this attitude of openness, of accepting whatever that's emerging in the present moment with this quiet joy. And this attitude,of the beginner's mind is based on this understanding that I'm new at this
And I don't know what is coming next. This is all new. And I better pay attention. I better really pay attention. And this is the mind of a beginner.
我们为什么 会感觉到苦呢？感觉到苦是因为我们忘记了这个初发心的态度。当我们可以一直是有这个初发心的这个态度的话呢，我们的态度是一个那个心的态度，那个心态是一个很能够接受当下发生什么就发生什么。当下在发生什么，我们都是很欣喜的。那这个态度呢，背后的想法呢，就是我是这些对我来讲都是新的，我不知道下一个刹那会发生什么，我不知道，因为我不知道，那我要留心，我的心要全部要注意当下在发生什么。那这个就是一个初发心的那个心态，初学者的心态。
When we have the mindset of a beginner, our experience is very vivid. You might remember the very first time you do something.
那当我们有这个初学者刚刚开始的这个刚刚开始做一件事情的心态的人的心态的时候呢，我们的经验是很清楚的，我们感受到的东西我们都清清楚楚的。或许你可能会可以回忆到所有之前的经验，第一次做一件事情就是很清清楚楚很享受的。
And the reason why the experience is so vivid and very often it's very enjoyable is because we're paying full attention. Not only are these experiences vivid, there is not much suffering involved either. Usually it's enjoyable.
That's why we remember them.
And we're just there, absorbed in the present moment that is unfolding.And when we are immersed in this experience that we have never had before, we experience joy, love, gratitude, serenity, and self at ease.
那个这个经验不只是非常的清楚。可是还有我们就会觉得是很常常会觉得很享受的。那为什么呢？那是因为当我们有这个初发心的心态的时候，我们是我们的心是清清楚楚完全的放在这个当下里面那个注意力。还有呢，不是除了很清楚的之外，通常那个当下呢，我们不会感受到什么苦的，因为在那个当下的时候，我们的整个心都在那个当下里面，也就是跟那个当下的每一个刹那，怎么有什么事情发生，我们就心就随着跟着这个事情一直完全在注意它在发生。因为这个是从来没有经验过的，在那个时间，在这个事情发生的时候，我们的心是完全100% 在里面的时候，我们感受到的是那个这个欣喜，或是感受到很多心充满这个爱，或是觉得还有觉得很感恩，很感恩有这个当下。觉得很自在，很平和。
Yet it is not easy to maintain this beginner's mind. As human, we have a very strong habitual tendency to respond to our beginner's mind
experience of joy, openness, and love by thinking, oh, this is what this is all about. Now I got it. I got it. This is how I'm supposed to feel when I meditate. This is how I'm supposed to feel when I meditate. So what do we do in the next moment of our meditation? We look for the same experience. Or more precisely, what we do in our mind is that we hold in our mind the image of the experience from the previous moment. Oh, this is what it is. And then we compare our experience in the present moment with that image. And since no two moments can be identical, things are constantly changing. Our mind's constantly changing. Everything's constantly changing. And since no two moments can be identical, not surprisingly, we'll find the experience in the latter moment unsatisfactory. This is not how it's supposed to be. It is not matching the image we've held in our mind based on our previous experience. Suffering. 可是呢，要维持的这个初法心的心态呢，是很不容易的，因为我们凡夫就是有这个很强的习性。这个习性是怎么样呢？当我们感受到这个初法心，所以可以感受到的这个快乐、这个欣喜、这个爱，我们通常都会有这一个想法，怎么感受到这一个刹那这么好、这么美好、这么自在，我们就会想到，哦，原来就是这样子嘛，就是修行就是这样子的感觉的。我知道了，我现在知道怎么样了。那个打坐就是的，应该的感觉就是这样子的。那我们下一个刹那怎么样呢？下个刹那我们就再希望再找到这样子一模一样的感受。那再讲的清楚一点呢，就是我们的心里面做什么呢？把之前那个刹那那个美好的经验，就把心里面好像拍个照一样，然后就跟自己讲，打坐是应该有这样子的感受的。然后下一个刹那呢，我们什么有感受到什么，我们要知道无常，每一个刹那每一个刹那都是一直在改变的，所以没有两个刹那是一模一样的。可是我们的习惯就是把上一个美好的刹那拍个照，希望以后都可以跟这个一样。那下一个刹那我们在感受它的时候，我们就是跟上一个刹那来比较了，那当然比较一下一定是不一样的，因为无常嘛。不一样之下呢，我们就觉得下一个刹那就没有上一个刹那好了，那个就是苦啦，就是苦了。Why is this the case? This is because we attach to our memory of the previous moment as how things are supposed to be. And we just know it has to be like that. We know, like, I got it, right? This is how it is, and I know this has to be like that. And that's whatever they come after that is not exactly like that, which is not possible because we cannot have the identical moment, will be experienced as not quite right. Not quite right. This reminds me, I have to say this, my mother, that's her, That's her. That's the thing she says all the time.
Oh, this is never good. It's not as good as in the past.
What everything, the bread, noodle, everything, bus, nothing is as good as in the past. All right. You might know people like that, say that all the time.
Why? 为什么呢？这个是怎么发生的？原因就是我们是执着了我们记忆里面的上一个刹那，那个事情是怎么样发生的？那个上一个刹那的经验。然后我们的心里面呢的态度就是，哦，现在我知道了，知道，我知道应该是怎么样的，我知道事情应该是怎么样的，我的经验应该是怎么样的，知道，知道，很清楚，啊，什么都知道了，现在哈，那知道了之后呢，我们想下一个刹那，可是下一个刹那在发生的，没可能跟上一个刹那是一模一样的。那所以我们的感觉就是有问题，现在就是有问题，差不知道差了什么东西，哦。那我这个就想起了我妈妈就常常口头闲谈了哈，常常的她吃什么用什么都说没有以前好，可能有菩萨有一些有认识一些人有这个习惯，那这个还可以了，就是没有以前好，哦。
Please note that this sense of things not being quite right or things being not how they are supposed to be, it's what suffering is, it's what dukkha is. This sense of unsatisfactoriness, this sense of unsatisfactoriness does not come from the fact that there is something inherently wrong or missing in the present moment.Rather, it's because we attach to the image that we have of other moments previously, and we compare the present moment with it. That's where this sense of unsatisfactoriness came from.
那我们要搞清楚哈，这个呢，这个感觉就是觉得，哎呀，现在这个就是有点不对劲，好像有点差了，就是没有那么好了，不够好了。或是那个，这个好像不是跟应该是怎么样的一样，不是应该是这样子的，这种想法，这种感觉，就是佛法里面所讲的苦啊哈。那我们要搞清楚，这个苦的感受，不是因为现在当下在发生的事情，自己有什么问题，有什么差。而是因为我们执着了我们以前发生的一些经验，执着了那个记忆，然后把现在的经验来跟以前的经验比较一下，就总是觉得有差了。
And this is when we have lost our beginner's mind.The beginner's mind is an attitude where one does not know what to expect because it is a new experience. You can think back to all the time when you had that. I had no idea. Wow. And that's whatever that comes is how it's supposed to be. And nothing is missing. What is just fine as it is, because we don't have any preconceived notion of how it's supposed to be.
那当我们有这些苦的感受，那就是因为我们忘记了我们的初发心。这个初发心就是一种态度，这个初发心的态度就是我们的态度就是我们不知道有应该那个事情应该是怎么样发生的，不知道，没有说要想到应该要怎么样的，这个经验都是新的，从来没有感受过的，
那因为可能菩萨们可以想到，有一些就是以前有一些这样子的经验，经验到一些从来从完成新的东西去接触的时候，就有这样一个心态。当我们接触这完全全部新的东西的时候，就会觉得哦，都没有经验过嘛，就是现在发生的都就是对的，就是应该是这样子的，就没有想到有什么不对劲的，因为我们都没有已经有一些想法，应该是怎么样的，没有去比较它。现在当下发生什么都是好的，都是就是如是的。This is in fact the case that every moment is a new moment. Every moment is the, if you think about it, because it's a little bit difficult for us to think every moment is a new moment. It's like, well, I've been sitting here for the last, you know, hour. It doesn't feel very new to me anymore, huh? So, 那个是我们在讲每一个刹那都是一个新的经验，都是一个新的刹那。可是很多时候菩萨们我们会觉得，不是吧，我这里已经坐着这个椅子一个小时了，那好像不觉得很新哦。This is a little bit difficult to really get into this idea, like this is a new experience. But if we really think about the nature, the true nature of reality, then we will be able to understand this. 可是我们花一点时间想想看，这个是我们的经验的实相，我们就会了解到，事实上每一个刹那是一个新的经验。Every moment of experience is the coming together of many causes and conditions, and they are constantly changing. Causes and conditions such as our mental state, our physical state, also mental and physical states of everyone around us.The earth, our environment. 那我们想想看，其实每一个刹那，就是有很多不同的因缘聚在这个刹那所产生的。我们所讲的因缘是什么？因缘就是我们自己的现在的那个心，现在身体，然后还有旁边周遭的人的心。的身体，还有这个地球，我们周围的环境，都是我们的那个所有的因缘聚在一起，产生这个刹那。And these causes and conditions, our mind, physical, our mental, physical state, everyone else's physical, mental state, our physical environment, they're constantly changing. If you don't believe it, just think back to when you were meditating.How many sensations and thoughts come and go, just during that very short period of time? Was your mind ever the same, moment to moment? 那这些我们的心、我们的身体、周围的人的心的身体，还有我们周围的环境，都是一直在改变的。每一个刹那都是一直在改变。不相信，你们再想想看，刚才你在打坐的时候。那个观察自己的心，是不是每一个刹那那个心都一直有不同的心念在里面，升起上面一直都是这样子。所以可不可以说我的心有两个刹那是一模一样的？没有，每一个刹那都是跟三个刹那不一样的，完全不一样。 SoIf we can understand it this way, every moment indeed is brand new. So 我们这样花一点时间看，就可以了解到，真的是嘿，其实每一个刹那就是新的，没有经验过的，完全是新的。Yet we tend not to experience our life this way, right? We tend not to experience our practice this way.Very often after the initial phase of our practice, we begin to sit on a cushion as a habit. Okay, cushion, sit, you know. And we go through the motion, use the method like counting the breath or recite a Buddha's name. And because we know how to do it. We know. I've done it a million times. All right. We know how to do it. And because we believe we know how to do it, then we don't really apply our whole being in the present moment. We sort of is on the breath, and then we can spare most of our mind thinking about what happened in the office earlier, and think about what to cook for dinner later, and what to do next weekend. Because I know how to do this, you know, I don't need 100% of my attention here. Sounds right? 那我们，可是我们通常我们修行不是这样子修行的。我不是用这个初法心的态度来修行的，因为呢，我们刚开始之后可能有初法心哈，然后呢，修行了一段时间呢，就会 ，OK， 每天打坐，看到那个蒲团坐下去，就是身体就好像这个习惯了，习惯了之外呢，还有就是有这个想法，就我知道怎么修行嘛，就这样子做，那个身体怎么样，我都懂啊，我知道了，知道了怎么修行呢？因为我都知道了嘛，知道了怎么就可以做的，就只是不需要用整个心在做了，我都懂了，我都知道，用一部分就好了啊。其他的心就去打妄想了，想哎呀，昨天那个工作那边那个人讲我坏话哈，又会想待会吃饭吃什么好呢？或者再计划一下下个礼拜。啊，周末去哪里玩啊？因为这个我都很熟了，我都知道怎么修行了啊，所以不用整个心了，用一点点就够了。那个心可以还可以去想很多其他的东西嘞。Is that how we do practice? That's why thought never stop, because we're partly present. Why is it?This is because we believe we know how to do this. This is what we believe. 为什么是会这样子？那因为我们相信我们已经知道怎么样做了，都知道，都懂了。啊。We think, I'm an experienced practitioner. I'm not a beginner anymore. I know how this works. I have done this a million times. Right.我在想了，我知道怎么做了，我都不是新的啦，我修行好久啦，修行很多年啦，我都已经做了这个那个修行很多，做这个同样的这打坐啊什么，都做了很多很多次了，就这样的想法哈。It may be true that one has become very proficient in the method of meditation, be it counting the breath, or hato.Or reciting the Buddha's name. But we have confused something. We have confused knowing how to use the method with knowing what the upcoming moment is. We may know how to use the method, but we don't know what the upcoming moment is. This upcoming moment, which is the present moment,is unknowable. It's brand new. It's never occurred before. And yet, we believe we know. We believe we already know what this upcoming moment is. That's why we don't need 100% attention, because we already know.那有可能哈，因为我们都有一些菩萨修行了一段时间了，有可能是都对那个修行的方法是打坐啦，那个打坐是或者是数息啦，或是参话头啦，或是有些是念佛啦，可能有可能对修行的方法很熟悉哈，可是我们在中间搞错了，有可能。是我们对我们的修行的方法很熟悉， 可是我们以为我们因为对我们的修行方法很熟悉，我们也以为我们对下一个刹那都已经知道了，可是下个刹那是新的，刚才好像我们讲过从没发生过的，我们 没可能知道了，都没有发生过，我们没有经验过，可是我们就相信我们都知道了，我们都知道了，因为我们搞错了，以为很熟悉那个修行的方法的，就是下一个刹那是怎么一回事，我们都知道了。 And this is not the beginner's mind think believing that we already know what the upcoming moment is. In fact, this is an attitude of both ignorance and arrogance. It is ignorance because we don't understand the true nature of reality, which is emptiness and impermanence. And we foolishly assume that we know that the upcoming moment is just like the others we have experienced. Because we don't know or we forgot about impermanence and emptiness. 那这样一种的心态呢，就是不，这个不是心，初法心的心态哈。其实这一种心态呢，是愚痴，还有就是傲慢的心态。为什么是愚痴？愚痴的意思就是不清楚事实的实相。事实的实相是什么？无常跟空。因为无常跟空，所以每一个刹那都不一样的。可是我们忘记了，或是是不了解了事实的实相，我们就会以为下一个刹那跟我们以前的已经经验过刹那是一样的，所以我们都已经知道了。And it is arrogance because we think we know something that we really don't have any idea about. The upcoming moment is unknowable, but we believe we know. So it is an arrogant, implicitly arrogant attitude. 那为什么是这个是一个傲慢的心态呢？因为这个下个刹那是我们是新的，没有人知道，你我谁都不知道，没有经验过。可是这个我们完全不知道的事情，我们以为我都知道了，很熟了，还觉得这个就是傲慢的心态了。And this is why, people like Master Shen Yan.Who truly understand the true nature of reality have deep humility because they clearly understand and are aware of the fact that they don't know what the upcoming moment is. And it is us, the rest of us, who foolishly believe we do and act accordingly and suffer. 这个是因为这样子了一些正悟的修行者，好像师父哈，圣严师父他因为他们都很心里面是非常清清楚楚的知道事情的实相就是无常，就是空，很清楚我们是没有办法知道下个刹那究竟是什么回事的。这样子呢？这些好像师父的人，他们是非常的谦虚的，不会傲慢的，因为他们很清楚，他们不知道，只是我们这些凡夫就搞不清楚，你还以为知道，都知道了，都懂了，都不用这么去注意，不用这么用心了。So when we truly understand that the present moment that which we have never experienced is truly brand new, it's nothing like what has arisen before. we can maintain this beginner's mind. An attitude of being open to this new experience without preconceived notion and judgment and comparison. Because this is brand new, we don't have any idea of what might arise. We are totally attentive. It's like when we're doing something, we don't know what's going to come next. We 100% paying attention. It's only when we think we know what's coming next that we'd pay half attention, if at all. Right? And when we pay full attention with this relaxed, clear and alert mind. In other words, we are fully present in the present moment with our entire being, not just half paying attention. And when we experience each moment this way, there is no suffering. There's no sense of unsatisfactoriness that things are not the way they're supposed to be. There's no such suffering. Because we're not attaching to some notion of how things are supposed to be and use that to compare and judge the present moment. In this way, every moment is a good moment. It's not. There is no idea, oh, this is not as good as it's supposed to be. And this reminds me of the phrase that Shifu promoted a few years ago. Every day is a good day. And it's true. In fact, every moment is a good moment when we have the beginner's mind. 那当我们是很清清楚楚的了解这个当下这个刹那，就是我们从来没有经验过的，都是新的。是我们从来之前没有过的事情，那我们就可以保持这个初法性。这个初法性就是一个态度，就是这个是我们是新的经验，就没有把想到又有一些已经存在的应该的那个想法啊拿出来来跟当下来比较，来那个评来个批评来评价，因为。这个是全新的经验呐、啊，那因为我们都新的都不知道会发生什么、啊，我们就会很用心去注意在发生什么，就是很放松、清清楚楚的心去注意。就是说，这个初法心的心态，就是完完全全把我们的心放在这个当下里面。完全注意，然后当我们可以当下每个当下都是这样子用这个初法性的心态的话，我们是不会觉得苦的，不会觉得好像是都是不好的，有什么差的这样子。那是为什么呢？那是因为我们没有把之前一些觉得这个刹那应该是怎么样的想法带进这个刹那里面，然后跟他比较，然后跟他评价，就是有差有没有差都没有，就因为都不知道什么，所以就没有想到要拿其他以前的经验放进去现在那个现当下里面来比较了。那这样子活的话呢，每一个刹那都是好的。那好像圣严师父几年前都有讲到了，说日日是好日，会不会可能有记得哈？其实这样子想，每一个刹那都是好刹那啊，每个当下都是好的当下。那 some of you may at this point say, okay, this is okay, very good for understanding how to meditate, but I don't meditate. I don't know what this has anything to do with me.你可能就现在做了，有一些菩萨会觉得，那好 ，OK， 那个你是在讲那个修行打坐嘛？可是我都不打坐的，我都不修行的，那个跟我有什么关系？哈，啊，跟我生活有什么关系 ？Do you think the beginner's mind is just for meditation practice？ 你觉得这个初法心只是用来打坐修行的吗？嗯 ，We can。 It's a very, it's something, it's an attitude we can use for every moment of our daily life. Right? 这个是我们生活里面每一个刹那都可以用上的。那刚才我就讲了，那个初法心，就是佛心。好，那 so as I was talking about that, the beginner's mind is Buddha mind. Our Buddha nature is always with us, and we can get in touch with our Buddha nature anytime, whatever we're doing, and it's not just during meditation. And so, why is it important to maintain the beginner's mind? It is because every moment we do not live with a beginner's mind. An attitude of being fully open and accepting of what is unfolding in the present moment. We are taking life and everything in our life for granted. And this is how we find ourselves with suffering, regret, doing things that hurt oneself or others without meaning to, and creating sometimes tragedy in our life. Instead of living a joyful life filled with contentment, love, and gratitude. 那刚才我也讲到的，这个初法心就是佛心。这个佛心，我们的佛性是常常都跟我们一块的。我们随时都可以那个让我们的心跟这个佛性相应的。任何时间，无论我们做什么，那为什么这么重要要常常有这个初法性的心态呢？就是我们一个刹那不是用初法性的态度来生活来活的话，那个刹那我们就浪费掉了，我们就没有好好的把握那个刹那来活着。那个常常有这样子，如果这样子的下来的话，我们就发现我们就有很多苦啦，或是悔恨啦，或是没有想到可是就无意之间做了一些伤害自己跟伤害其他人的事情，这让我们生命里面有很多哀伤。可是如果我们常常可以跟我们的佛性是相应的话，我们的生活是可以很快乐，很满足，充满了爱，还有充满了那个这个感恩心的，非常不同的生活。 It's a very different life. So let's take a moment to think aboutthings that are very important in our life. For us, usually, one thing that's very important in our life is spending time with our loved ones. Maybe a parent, maybe our children, maybe our spouse, maybe sibling, friends. Those are precious time in our life. And if we take a minute to think about the last time we interacted with our loved one, ask ourselves,Did we do that with the beginner's mind? 那我们可以想想看哈，很多我们通常在我们生活里面，对我们很重要的就是跟我们心爱的人一块的时间，或是跟我们的父母啦，或是丈夫太太啦，或是小孩啦，好朋友啦，其他的家人呢，跟他们相处的时间，都是对我们是很珍贵的时间。那我们可以回想一下上一次跟我们这些很心爱的人相处的时候，我们是不是用初法心的态度呢？ Did we? Chances are we did not. Maybe a little bit. Most of the time we forgot. 大概是没有了哈，或是有一点点，然后大部分时间都忘记了，忘记哈。And One might say, of course not, I know this person really well, you know, like if it's a child, I saw this kid grow up, is your parent, I know this person all my life, literally, since I was born. Like, I know this person really well, beginner's mind, why? 大概会想, 当然啦, 我这个人很熟嘞, 哈, 那个小孩, 都是从小去出生都认识了, 那如果是父母, 我出生就认识他了，哈，都是很熟了，这个常常见到了，怎么就怎么出发心了，哈。 Or if it's a spouse, spend so much time together, right? We know, I don't know, like they don't need to say anything, I know what they're thinking. 我们大概想，哈，无论是丈夫太太，常常都一块想，哎呀，都很熟了，我对他的熟得很呢，他没有讲，我就知道他在想什么， right? Because so we have a very good idea of maybe our loved one, their habit, their tendency, their personality, and things like that. 那我们对很熟了，都知道我们身边的人的性格啊、习性啊这样子。 But do we already know how this person's feeling this moment? 可是我们知不知道这个人现在当下 的感受是什么啊? Not quite possible, right? As we have established, 没可能，好像我们刚才讲，因为每一个刹那都是新的, because every moment is new. But we usually use our idea of that person based on our past experience and based on what we already know how that person is feeling. Oh, we know, you know, like, he's always complaining, you know, he's just like to complain. And so we don't pay attention when they're talking, right? At least just half listening, we're thinking about other things. And we hear the words, but not the feeling beneath the words. 因为我们就知道，我就觉得很熟的那个人，好像可能那个人，哎呀，那个人他就常常就是要，就是哎呀，老是要讲什么，老是要 complain 嘛 ，complain 是我中文批评啊，或是抱怨，这个人就老是抱怨嘛，那他在抱怨其他人的时候，我们就半听着，因为我都知道他是做什么了，可是。 我们可能听到他讲的话，那个字，可是没有听到字背后的感受吧，因为半听嘛，没有完全听啊。Take for example, maybe a child is telling us a story of his friend not keeping a promise, and we just assume that this kid complaining again. I like to complain, and so, okay, we just listen, half listening, and we didn't notice that this kid's very hurt by his friend, not keeping a promise, very disappointed. We never got that, because we weren't paying attention. And the kid got even more disappointed when, after he told us the story, we never responded with empathy because we never noticed that he was trying to tell us he was hurt. This kid's even more hurt by us now. But we didn't mean to. We loved this kid. We thought we really loved this kid, but we ended up hurting this kid because we thought we knew this kid really well, so well that we don't need to pay full attention and be completely present when we're with this kid. Does it sound familiar? 或许有一个小孩回家来跟我们讲这个故事，就是在学校有他的朋友失约了，就是本来说要做什么事没有做。 那我们心想，哎呀，这个小孩整天就是抱怨，整天就喜欢讲话，整天讲，就喜欢抱怨。我们就半听了，听到知道他有这个故事了哈。可是我们没有听到的，就是这个小孩心里面很 很受伤了，因为他的朋友没有做他说好要做的事情，觉得很失望。没有，我们没有知道，没有听到。这个小孩告诉我们之后更受伤，因为他们是要让我们知道他很失望，他很伤心。可是因为我们但听哈，没有完全听，没有听到，就没有好好的安慰他啦。知道哦，我知道你很失望了，他就更觉得，哎，怎么我告诉你，你都不关心我？那我们没有想到要伤害他，其实就伤害了他了。我们还心里面觉得我们是很爱这个小孩咧，可是就伤害了他了。为什么？因为我们觉得，哎，我很爱他，我们都很熟了，我都知道了，啊，都不用完全听了，啊，就没有的心完全放在当下，是不是？听着还蛮熟，常常都有，我们自己都有发生哈，常常有。
So this sounds very familiar, and if we listen to this kid with the beginner's mind, without assuming that we already know, then we're much more likely to be fully present, to pay full attention. And chances are we will know the feeling behind the words being shared. And this, in fact, is how we can practice compassion. We don't even listen. We don't even bother paying attention. Why are we even talking about compassion? How can we empathize when we don't even pay attention to people's feeling that they're experiencing? Because our mind is only half, maybe one third here, busy looking at our iPhone or whatever, thinking about something else.
那这个蛮熟悉的哈，那如果我们有这个心都放在当下，用这个初法心的态度听这个小孩讲的话，大概我们就会听到这个小孩心里面的感受，那我们就可以知道怎么去安慰他，去关心他。那因为这样子真正是去听到人家的心里面的声音，其实就是我们讲的慈悲啊。我们讲要慈悲，讲这个讲的好听，我们听都不听人家讲话咧，啊，都人家讲话我们只半听，我三分之一哈，只知道在想其他的事情，会看自己的电话什么啊。现在怎么慈悲啊？我们连听人家都没有好好的全整个心放在当下。
And this is the reason why beginner's mind is important. And it is not something, this is not something that's far away down the line. That's why the term beginner's mind is so useful. It's a reminder. Every moment is new. We're a beginner. Every moment.And every moment we give rise to beginner's mind, we can touch this Buddha nature. There's no suffering, and there's joy, and there's compassion. And will we forget? Absolutely. Absolutely we will forget. We will go back to our habits of thinking, oh yes, yeah, I know that person, he just blah, 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 like all the image we have from our past experience with that person. We think we know. But it's a habit. If we know we have this habit, we can change. Right? We can change. It's like, oh yeah, that happened again. But no, I really don't know. Because this moment is new. I have no idea. Let me pay attention.
So this is just why初法心是这么重要。当我们可以每一个刹那都可以有这个初法心的心态的话，那我们都可以，那个我们的心就可以跟我们的佛心相应。当我们心跟佛心相应的话，我们就不会苦， 我们的心就会都是充满那个喜乐，还有都是充满慈悲的。可是我们会不会忘记呢？当然我们常常忘记，常常忘记初发心。我们的习性就是想，哎呀，这个人我知道他是怎么一回事嘛，就所以我知道。可是当我们现在我们知道我们有这个习性的话，习性是可以改的，习性真的那个是坏习惯，坏习惯是可以改的。那当我们知道有这个习性的话，当我们有这个想法，哎呀，这个人是怎么怎么怎么，我们就哎呀，其实我不知道这个是新的，这个刹那是新的，我不知道，因为不知道是新的，我要留心，我的心不要一半在这里，要全部在这里。So right now this moment, you can practice giving rise to the inner smile.And I hope you all be able to give rise to the beginner's mind moment after moment and experience the joy, love, and gratitude. 那我希望大家可以每一个刹那都可以有这个初发心的经验。那这样子就每一个刹那都是那个喜乐，都是这个慈悲跟爱。那probably an advertisement, there's a beginner's mind retreat, one day beginner's mind retreat next Saturday. So if you'd like to try it out, this new approach to live, you are very welcome to come and join us next Saturday from 9 to 5. 那还有这个打个广告哈，那个下个礼拜六呢是一个初发心一日禅。那如果现在想要来个练习练习呢，这个方法呢，可以欢迎大家来参加。 Thank you very much, 谢谢大家。